Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Tanya Courier, very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, Howard Feldman. You know, like we had the week off last week.
Well, you those had the week off. Just saying. Some of us were in studio, Tanya.
I don't want a four-day week. I don't want it. Like, you end up scrambling to make up that extra day that feels like that four-day week is a 12-day week.
That's exactly right. You know, we had a Jewish holiday here or there, and I can tell you that the time when you come back, you just, all you do is cram it all in anyway.
Exactly. It's just at a much more rapid pace. So this week was a bit weird for me. I didn't see any huge dominating story. I mean, there was some, but nothing massive. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Firstly, like, you know that I'm a state capture person, and state capture wasn't on all week, so I was very unhappy about that. But I suppose Judge Zondo took the long weekend off and then just continued sleeping.
Yeah, look, I think he's allowed.
I would have done that.
Yeah.
Melissa Gigaba's on the stand today, everyone. So, and can we just get this right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, is he on or Norma or both?
No, so Norma sent an affidavit that was damning. Okay, now Melusi's on the stand. Now, first I want to know, is it Norma or is it Norma?
Oh, God.
Can somebody tell me?
Yeah, we need somebody to tell. I'm pronouncing it the Santon way for sure. Or the Glen Hazel way. Norma? No, yeah, maybe it isn't Norma. Gosh, yeah. They're making me feel very white privileged.
Gigaba wants her to remove all the affidavit contents because, you see, Hal had no fury like a woman scorned, Howard.
Absolutely, and he should have known that.
Interesting today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be good today. And so I turned my late night viewing to the Derek Chauvin and George Floyd murder trial, okay? And I thought, okay, well, let's see how they handle these court days, online, like that, compared to South Africa. Firstly, we're very quick, much quicker. It has taken 9 days for us to hear that nobody should stand on anybody's throat for 9 minutes. I mean, isn't that obvious?
Yeah, because who would have thought?
You know, okay, so, like, Chauvin's defense are hinging on the fact that Floyd took some drugs before the incident. So, okay. If he took drugs and he was meant to have a drug overdose, then let him have the drug overdose. This got nothing to do with the fact that you stood on him for 9 minutes. Nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it should be an open and shut case. I'm not sure what all the brouhaha is about, but we're in day 9. And literally yesterday, I watched the testimony of a fascinating man, Dr. Tobin. His entire life has been dedicated to research on breathing.
What?
He has written over 780 papers or something about breathing, just about breathing. And he said that in this instance, Chauvin stood on Floyd's neck for over 4 minutes after he was already dead. Oh, and like, it should be an open and shut case. I don't get it. Anyway, so.
Look, the truth is they've got to, I mean, that's, rule of law is that they have to go through the case. And I think that is right that they do. But when you start to see some of the stuff that is designed to confuse the issue, it's quite strange.
Well, it's a very simple issue. Mm. It's a very simple issue. You murdered him. End of conversation.
Yeah, on camera.
Open and shut. Mm. Go to jail. We have the camera footage.
Right.
And we'll see you in a few years. Okay.
Right,
go and do some stuff.
Right.
Anyway, if it was so easy, we'd have a whole bunch of South Africans in jail. So let's just move straight to South Africa and talk about H. Mafushule and Zuma that were meant to shut down the country while we twiddled our thumbs.
Yo, can we please talk about that? And why on earth are there taxis with branding saying support H. Mafushule? I mean, who's paying for this stuff?
Well, let me tell you, my friend, did you know that we are 100 days away from elections?
Huh.
Jaw drop. 100 days.
100 days.
Is the maximum time we have till our next election. So November is cut off, and the IEC said, you are getting no such thing as extensions. It doesn't count here. Oh. So what we are seeing is branded taxis, branded students wearing like full on political gear, having fights with water cannons and mattresses. So this is a very different form of billboards. Mm. Okay.
Wow.
What we're seeing is absolute chaos surrounding us. And what did we ever do about the Alexandra Renewal Project? Do you remember that was a big bone of contention? It's years later. And here we're still dealing with business fall. No, come on, guys. Like, and the bots are out. They are everywhere. So it is election time, but we're experiencing a very different election type this time, I think. Sad that you and I didn't get to talk about the Suez Canal.
Because that was the most fun story ever in, like, in the whole world.
Ever.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders still turning up on memes, et cetera, et cetera. But apparently, the excavator man who had the biggest job in the world that we that made us all feel good about ourselves is very unhappy.
Well, what happened?
He says he was underpaid and he hates the fact that he's become a meme. Now,
what?
Hang on.
Why? What is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, that's the whole world. And you have literally, all you have to do is open an Instagram account, friend, and you're going to be rich. I promise you that.
What is wrong with this guy? Why?
No, I have no idea. No idea. So I suppose we have to talk about COVID. Good news and bad news. Good news is Mitchell's Plain Hospital is now COVID-free. Whoopee. That's good news.
Yes.
And another set of vaccines are coming from Belgium, but they're delayed because there's no direct flights. I've worked in freight. Like, really, that is a pitiful excuse.
Yeah. Look, I can't anymore with these excuses. You know, Dr. Marburg was listing this morning all of the vaccines that we've procured. And what he's rightly said is until they're in our arms, it's, you know, we can maybe be a little optimistic, but let's get them. You know, in fact, I was chatting to him yesterday. He had his vaccine as a frontline worker. He was in the first week or second week on, I think it was like the 23rd of February. Since then, which is now the middle of April, only 280,000 people have been vaccinated. It's shameful.
It's a shambles. It's a it's an absolute shambles. And the worst bit is we took our AstraZeneca alleged blood clot creator and sold it to the AU. Like, what kind of people are we? And then, no, it gets better. New Development Bank just gave us $1 billion.
Yeah, I'm so worried about that. Like, I want to offer to maybe keep it. And then just give it out as it's needed. Because who's going to look after this? It's probably already been spent.
It's probably spent. And I want to know, who did New Development Bank's projections of South Africa? Because even me, who's not an accountant, I can tell you ain't seen that money. We're in a one-to-one debt ratio, and you're giving us $1 billion. Are you mad? Like, I would have fired the person who gave out that loan. and then, of course, Mama Bolo says he needs 6 months to fix our roads and rid us of 48,000 potholes. I want to know who counted them.
Well, in fact, we're going to be talking to him. We're talking to him later this morning. In fact, we're talking to him in about half an hour. So I am going to ask him that question.
Yeah. And 6 months, I mean, I think a guy's setting himself up for a fall. We couldn't do it in 30 years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, and it's a worry, in fact, because he was meant to be on the show yesterday and there was a bit of a mix up because apparently he was driving and one of our listeners suggested maybe he's in the bottom of a pothole somewhere.
You know that there's even pothole names now. Some, there's one called the swimming pool. It is literally the size of a swimming pool. No, it's pathetic, guys. So I hope you go good guys later this morning and find out exactly what the plan is. Yeah, we don't need any more money.
But I think that's what I think that's the theme, isn't it? That South Africans are so tired of hearing lip service. We actually just need action. We just want somebody to do something and not just talk about doing something.
Exactly, friend. Exactly. I'll cheer you up though. Here in my rural little town of Sedwana, out in the rural part of Sedwana, a family called the Kumalos, home burnt down from the top to the bottom. Right. Every single thing they owned, the entire home itself, every appliance, every bit of clothing. They were literally left with the clothing on their backs. It's a family with two children. And we have a little residence group on WhatsApp here in Sedwana. So put out a call for help. Right. And within one day, we had managed to collect money, building rubble and cement, food, clothes, kitchen utensils, curtains, furniture. and groceries that will last a long time. And I'm hoping that the Kumalos end up having a better life after this huge tragedy than they even did before. So people over politics, let's just do it ourselves.
Well, that's what we always say, because the hearts of South Africans are so huge. South Africans just want, we want each other to succeed. We all want a better life for ourselves, for our children, for each other. And we have,
and we'll help.
We will. We will. But when you look at the approach and you look at what has gone on with wholesale theft and neglect and lack of care, real, genuine lack of care.
Absolute apathy. Absolute apathy to the state of our entire country. So, and I'm not surprised there's no billboards up, because I don't think anybody is even interested in the vote. You know, I think we're so sick of it. Like, we've got no one to vote for, right? I mean, if you're going to go for the new ANC versus the RET, what if afterwards the RET just goes back to the ANC guys?
Yeah,
would you ever think about that?
Absolutely.
So I don't think you're voting for a new ANC. I don't believe you are. And the DA is appalling. And Herman Mashaba's just gone deathly quiet because he's been implicated in some theft. And Julius Malema can't possibly win a seat. I mean, it's just, it's a circus. Absolute circus. But human kindness
over
trumps
everything. Absolutely. And that's what South Africans are about. It is 8:25. Thank you, as always, Tanya Currie, giving us the news in numbers.